One of the things we deal with as Christians is attacks or critiques of our faith. In today's episode, I'd like to discuss that and invite your own comments about how your faith has been challenged. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I am finding myself this week sitting with my sermon, or one part of my sermon from last weekend. And basically, in this episode, I want to invite your reflections, your thoughts, your responses to something that came out of that sermon. So we'll link to the sermon. It was largely about gratitude and thankfulness and sort of that attitude based on the healing of the 10 lepers and Psalm 111. But the fact that it was emphasizing gratitude, if you heard it or if you listened to it, you'll discover this, got me thinking a lot about a good old author friend named G.K. Chesterton, whose writing, as I mentioned, is filled with that theme. And one of the quotes I lifted up was, and by the way, people since then have asked me, you know, if I wanted to read G.K. Chesterton, what book should I start with? I guess as an aside here, I will mention, I mean, he wrote so many good things. Orthodoxy is probably his sort of classic. It is not the easiest read, so I would certainly encourage you to read it. If you do get it, though, get an edition of it that has notes that help you understand some of what he's talking about. That would be a bigger volume. Two really good smaller volumes, though, are two biographies he did, one on St. Francis of Assisi, which I have here, and one on St. Thomas Aquinas called The Dumb Ox. So again, an aside, if you're interested in reading Chesterton, I would look at any of those or write to me and I can talk about other options. Anyway, in this biography of St. Francis of Assisi, he, G.K. Chesterton, has this great line, which is, "The worst moment for the atheist is when he is really thankful and has nobody to thank." Which got me thinking, and again, if you listen to my sermon from last weekend, thinking about sort of some of the cultural pressures on us as Christians, and at least one way to in our own minds or hearts, respond to some of those and feel a little more confident about this faith that we share. And all of that is based on a fair number of years in ministry and paying attention to the culture around us and sort of trying to sense how people in the culture feel about Christianity and maybe even attack it periodically. But I guess where I'm interested in your thoughts today are, one, if you agree with that assessment that people are often negative about Christianity or challenge it, and if so, in your own life, in your own faith, what are the kind of challenges you feel, and how do you think about those, and do you have ways to respond to them? Again, not necessarily by picking a fight with an atheist, I talked about this weekend, but even in your own heart, do you have ways to think about and respond to those critiques so that it doesn't destroy your faith? And if you don't, if some of those attacks, if some of those critiques you feel like are landing home, I guess my invitation to you this week would be to say, would you share some of those maybe in the comments below? Could you reach out to me in part because I want to test out my own intuition about reading the culture correctly. But if there are questions or challenges that you feel have been raised about faith, I would love to be able to help you respond to them. And as I said in my message over this weekend, it turns out, you know, Christianity has been around for 2,000 years. The faith has been attacked in all kinds of ways, and I am absolutely convicted about the fact that it is a coherent, reasonable, rational way of understanding ourselves and the world we live in. And again, I don't want to get into now critiques of the faith and responding to them, but just one broad comment I guess I would make is that I think sometimes people in the culture who critique Christianity, part of what's behind their critique is this sense of, oh, well, you, dear Christian, you're approaching reality from a particular perspective of faith, a particular point of view. I, on the other hand, you know, let's say Mr. or Mrs. Atheist, I'm approaching reality from the point of view of objective truth, to which I say, nonsense. Everyone, I don't care if you're religious, agnostic, atheistic, a-religious, whatever, everyone understands reality from a particular point of view. None of us understand reality from sort of the point of objectivity. There is no such thing. And so I don't even that, it seems to me, is a helpful starting point when people come at us. Because I think, again, as I said in my message this weekend, I think very often as Christians, we feel defensive. We feel like we're on our heels. We feel like we're on the weaker end of the argument on these things. And I actually don't think that's true, but I sometimes wonder if we know our own tradition well enough, again, not necessarily to fight back, but to recognize in our heart of hearts that actually what I believe makes sense, and it's a legitimate and good and true way of understanding the world. So I hope that makes sense. So long way around to, I feel like I'm maybe overcomplicating this. Basically, what I'm saying is, have you as a Christian felt that the culture or specific people in the culture are attacking your faith? And if so, what are the attacks they're making? And how might I help, I guess, you respond more fully to those attacks, even in your own life, in your own interior life, whether or not you ever use those arguments or defenses publicly. I hope that makes sense. Again, all this is prompted by that single little sentence by my dear old friend G.K. Chesterton. If you have some of those thoughts, I would love to hear them, either, again, in the comments below, or you can reach out to me by email. Either one is fine. As always, I'm so grateful for the relationship that we share through these episodes. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.